Abba, Father, as we say you are worthy, Lord, as we say you are worthy, Lord, as we give none of our praise to no other, oh God, as we declare it all belongs to you, Lord, as we declare it all belongs to you, Lord, as take it all, Lord, as take it all, Lord, as take it all, Lord, as Father, come back in our thanksgiving tonight, as oh, come back in our thanksgiving tonight, as we say thank you, Lord, as from the depths of our beings, we give you praise. As from the depths of our beings, we exalt you, Lord. As because you are worthy, O God. As because you deserve it, oh Lord. As we exalt you tonight. As we enthroned in our midst tonight. As we give you praise, Abba Father. As we say you are worthy. As we say you are worthy, O God. As we say you are worthy, O God. As blessed be your name. As oh, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, as Abba Father, you deserve it all. As Abba Father, you deserve it all. As we give you praise, oh Lord, as we give you praise, oh Lord, as we thank you, Abba Father. Worthy are you, Lord, all creation, call you. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. Awesome God.
Worship.
I want us to just worship the Lord tonight. Let's take the next few minutes. Let's just give him praise. Let's love on him. Let's just give him praise for who he is. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of all our adoration. Let's lift the name of the Lord up high in this place. Oh, Father, we bless your name tonight, Lord. Father, we give you praise, Abba, Father. We enthrone you in this place tonight, Lord. We declare you are God. For there is not like you, Abba, Father. Oh, Father, come bask in our worship, O God. Come be enthroned in this place, O God. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, you are welcome in this place. Oh, come reveal Jesus in this place. Oh, come lift the name of our Lord high in this place. Oh, you are worthy, Lord. Oh, you are worthy, Abba, Father. Oh, there is none like you, O God. Indeed, from everlasting to everlasting, you remain, God. There is none besides you, O God. There is none that can compare, O God. We exalt you for who you are, O God. We declare you are God. We declare you are good. We declare you are mighty. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. We exalt your name tonight. We declare you are God. We declare you are God. Be lifted up high in the place, Lord. We declare you are God. Oh, you are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. Be lifted up high in the place. Be lifted up high over every circumstance. Be lifted up high over every beat. Oh, be exalted in this place. Be enthroned in all your glory, O God. In all your majesty, O God. Oh, be enthroned in all your splendor, O God. You are worthy of it all, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. Oh, Father, you are worthy. Oh, Father, you are worthy. We will give none of your worship to any other, O God. Oh, receive it all, Lord. Oh, Father, receive it all, Lord. You are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be exalted. We bless your name, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We join our voices with the host of heaven, Lord. We declare you are good. Who is there like you, O God? Oh, we give you praise, Lord. 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 Receive it all, Abba, Father. Oh, receive it all, Lord. Receive it all, Lord. We thank you for who you are, oh God. We give you praise for all you've been. Oh, you have been our God. You have been our shepherd. You have been our provider. You have been our peace, Lord. Oh, you have been, oh God, our protector, oh God. Oh, without you, where would we be? Without you, who would we be? Oh, we declare you are good. Oh, take it all, Abba, Father. Oh, we come, we lay our gratitude before you. We declare you are good. Oh, for all you've been to us. Oh, you have been the I am in our lives. You have been everything to us. You have been everything to us. You have been everything to us. We give you praise, Lord. 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 You are worthy. Be glorified, Abba, Father. Be glorified, Abba, Father. Oh, for all you done, for all you are. We declare you are good. Blessed is your name. Blessed is your name. Blessed is your name. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father, of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit,
Thou art welcome in this place. I want you to come along, even if you don't know the words. I want you to welcome the Holy Spirit in your situation, in your life, in this place, that He will brood over you in this place. So come along, even if you don't know the words. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy, thou art welcome in this place, omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. Thou art
in our midst tonight. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you, O God, as one body, as people, O God, who are yearning for your presence, for your spirit in our lives, O God. Father, we come as we are, O God, with all our baggage, with all our burdens, O God. We come, O God, and we seek your face tonight, O God. We pray that your spirit, O God, will fill this place, will brood over each and every person in here, and everyone joining us online, O God. Father, I pray, meet each of us at the point of our needs tonight, O God. That it let us leave knowing that we have been with you, O God. That your peace will continue to reign in our lives, O Lord. We give you praise, Lord. And thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I want us to go around, just welcome somebody to the house of God. Welcome everybody. In fact, you can welcome everybody. Yeah, welcome everybody.
And then give a
ask, ask someone's name. I'm sure there's someone here. You don't know the name, so say hi to someone. Ask of their name. Hi. Okay. We thank God. We thank God. Yes.
Okay. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord? Hey, you know, sir. But you're being forced. Are you?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So tonight, We'll just share a few words. I'm always struggling with this, but we'll share a few words and we'll pray. It'll be a time of prayer. Amen. A time of prayer. So let us look. I want us to study. There's this one scripture in the Bible that I really love. It's Isaiah 60. But before we go there, let's look at John chapter 1 verse 5. And what our main scripture would be Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. What I want us to talk about is light. That lets your light. Lets your light. Tell someone, let your light.
Let your light.
Let your light. I want us to talk about that. As Christians, we want to, you know, we want to manifest what God has put in us, right? And so the Bible encourages us in let's go to Matthew 5, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. I think it will be good to start from there. The Bible encourages us to let our light shine. And I don't know if anybody here has been frustrated, but I'm frustrated with this scripture because I want to let what is within me come out, right? Like some of us have heard of prophecies, or you know what God wants to do in your life. You know, you are told there's money coming, there's an anointing on your life, but why is it not fully shown, right? Why is it not fully made manifest? And Jesus is saying this. So we believe in the man, we believe in Jesus, and he's saying that, let your light so shine before men. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. That they may see your good works. So whatever is inside of you, whatever God has given you, that men will see it, right? And glorify your Father in heaven. And glorify your Father in heaven. And so I wanted us to start from letting your light, because I think it starts from there, that there is a responsibility from this scripture given to us to let our light shine. So what does the Bible mean when he's saying that let your light shine? It's like Jesus is giving us the responsibility that we should let our light shine. So what do we need to do? What do we need to do? And before that, we want to understand what is light? What is light? Let's look at 1 John chapter 1, verse 4 to 15. John chapter 1, verse 4 to 5. John 1, 4 to 5. John 1, 4 to 5. So the Bible says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Right? So, from John chapter 1, verse 1, it's talking about how the word of God, you know, the Bible says the beginning was the word was God. And now in verse 4, he's saying that in him, in the word, was life. And that life was the light of men. So that is the life God gives us as believers, right? As we become born again, God gives us a certain life. God gives us an eternal life. And it says, if that life is the light of men. So when God is saying that, let your light shine, he's saying that, make him manifest. So what do we need to do to make God manifest? Because God has placed something in us. God has placed his life in us that we can manifest. God has placed his giftings in us that we can make manifest. So he's asking, I mean, he's saying that in the word. So from verse 1, it's talking about the word. So the word was with God, the word was God. And it says, can we go to verse 2? So he was in the beginning with the Lord, with God. Verse 3, all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. And it goes to verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 5. It says, the light shines in the darkness, and darkness does not comprehend it. Right. The light shines. Last week when we were praying, There's something that we mentioned, that the value of light is seen because of darkness. If there's no darkness, there's no value for light. It's because there is darkness that is why light is power. Because there is darkness. We read Psalm 18, if you remember, that when God answered the prayer of David, God came in the thickness of darkness. But the Bible says there was brightness coming out of him. So the power of light is seen within darkness. So he's saying that the light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. And so in this world, in this when Grace was praying, you know, we were thanking God, looking at what is happening in the world right now. So much darkness, people dying, people getting sick, different kinds of diseases. But he's saying that if we let our light shine, men will see our good works. Because there is something that God has placed in us that we need to, that there is that responsibility God has given us, that we need to let that light come out. Amen. So I've written here, I'll just, you know, pray and rush through. I want us to spend some time in prayers, but I want us to have this understanding when we are praying. That when we, you know, we talk about light in John chapter 1, we realize the light is the word of God, right? The light is the word of God. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So his word is light. The word God speaks to us is light. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we quickly jump to John chapter 8, verse 12? John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 3, verse 12. The Bible says that Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world, and Jesus is the word. Amen. And it says, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So we see that light is related to life, right? It's eternal life. What God places in us is what gives us light, what makes us brighter. And so, let us not forget Matthew 5:16. It says, let your light, you have to do something to allow this light to come out. What is contained in this light? What is contained in this light that God has given us? There is healing, there is wealth, there is power. There are a lot of things, wisdom, that God has given us. So, what do we need to do to bring these things out? When God says, let your light shine. So we looked at light. Light is talking about the word of God. And we've also seen the word of God is also, you know, also talks about, also means life. The word of God also means life. Or life also means the word of God. And I'm trying to draw something here. John, let's look at John 17. John 17, verse 3. John chapter 17, verse 3. The Bible says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you. So the Bible is describing what this life is. As we said, the life is eternal life, and the life is what brings out light in us. And this is what the Bible is saying. Jesus is saying, this is eternal life. He's defining eternal life. He says, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So eternal life is knowledge of the only true God in Jesus Christ. Having the knowledge of the only true God and Jesus Christ is what gives us eternal life. So it's knowledge, it's the word of God. The word of God is knowledge. So knowing God and knowing Jesus gives us this life. And this is the life that we give. I always like, you know, yesterday we were talking about it in the house. When I believe it was Peter who was going to the temple and he met this beggar, and he says, Silver and gold I have that, but what I have, that was him less. Because he could have just passed me and the guy would still be crippled. Right? He could just pass and the guy would still be crippled. But he had this light in him that he can transfer. So there's so much darkness in the world, but we have a responsibility by the giftings God has given us, by the life God has given us to solve those problems. Hallelujah. To be carriers of life, to be carriers of the light of God, we have to allow that release out of us. Like Peter did, that the thing that I have, yes, I do not have that light of wealth, so I can't give you money. But I have another thing inside of me that is healing, that is deliverance, that can break that chain, that can break that chain. And so he gives the person life. He gives the person healing through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the person becomes healed. Let me see. So, yeah. So, like I said, eternal life, which is life. The Bible says in him was life. That life was the light of man. It's therefore the revelational knowledge of God. You have to have a revelation of God to have that light. Because there are a lot of people who know about God, but they don't know the true God. They don't know, they can't describe what God does. When, was it Hagar? When Hagar meets God in the wilderness and is able to see that God can provide, a light is shown in their life, that God is a provider, that she could declare that God is Jehovah Jireh. That up until tonight, up until now, we also proclaim the same thing, that God is a provider. That light was thrown in her life. Because she saw God manifest when she was in need. That was a revelation she had. The light is also referring to the Holy Spirit. John chapter 6, verse 63. John chapter 6, verse 63. The Bible says it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Says it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. I believe that it's preaching here. I think you find it. But interesting. I'm now seeing that I started on the middle of my needs. That is my problem. That's interesting. Okay, so I drew an equation. Light is equal to life. Light is equal to life. So if you have, so light equals to life, we've spoken about the word of God being light, we've spoken about the word of God also being life, and we've spoken about the Holy Spirit being life, right? The Holy Spirit being life. So the word of God is light. The word of God is life. The Bible also refers to the Holy Spirit as life. So it says it is the Spirit who gives life. It is the Spirit who gives life. So again, we want to let our light shine. And so when we say let, what does this signify? Like I said, it's connotes that there is a responsibility, we have a certain responsibility, that we have to permit light in us to shine. Because God, we'll look at Isaiah, because God, the Bible in Isaiah says that your light has come. It says, arise and shine, for your light has come. The light has come, but you have to arise and you see your shine, because the light has already come. So God has already, if we are born again Christians, if we have accepted God, Jesus, as our Lord and Savior, life has come. And so there's a responsibility for us to arise. There's a responsibility for us to be excellent in the things we do, to study, to show ourselves approved. There are a lot of things we have to do to shine. You know, last 2 days or so, I think it was on Wednesday, I saw this musician, I had never heard of her. Her name is Grace Doom or something like that. She typed it. I had never heard of her. And then I saw you know, Tyrese Gibson. Tyrese wrote a post and tagged the lady and said that the lady, he is willing to sponsor, to produce the lady's album. Because the lady has, you know, Instagram singing, has been singing for a long time. And so I've never heard of her. So I had to go listen to her. I even posted her on my WhatsApp page. And now, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, the lady flew to wherever Tyrese is and they started making music. Because this lady has been working on her gifts for a long time. Nobody probably even knew her. Until now, she has full sponsorship from someone who has the money, who has the equipment, who has the technology. She has worked on her art, and now her light is shining. People are getting that. I have to go to her page, and I think it was even last year that she sang a Chandler Moore song, and Chandler Moore commented, "We need to sing a song together." Like, nobody knows this girl anyway, but because she has refined herself, she has sat down, trained, you know, published her art. Now her light is shining. So anybody sees it and they want a piece of it. When she was married, nobody knew that. Right. But now, because she's working on her art, and those are some of the things we need to do to see that it's not exactly that you want to be seen, but then that's how light is. When there is light, you are seen. When you let it, when you permit it, when you allow, so it's an act of your will. You take an action for your light to shine. So let us jump to Isaiah 16, verse 1. Then we will end Isaiah 16, verse 1.
I'm not sure if you have the Amplified.
If somebody has Amplified, you can read it. Let me read. I'm reading New King James first. Okay, yeah, you have it. Okay. I'll read a New King James version first. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, shine. Your light has come. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." We stress so much about you are rising. So there's an action. You have to arise. And you arise in different ways. Different people have their different gifts, different abilities. You know, in your career, it could be in ministry, it could be in correcting, it could be being a friend, it could be, you know, different ways. But you have to arise. You have to come out. And I like how the Amplify says, arise from spiritual depression to a new life. Oh, there's a difference. There's a different Amplified. Says, I don't know if I wrote it here. If someone can look it up, this it says arise from the depression, and I think the frustration circumstances has, you know, but. If anybody can find that, you don't have it. Okay.
Arise from the depression and frustration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new level. Shine, radiant the glory of the Lord. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I like that part because you are arising from darkness, right? He said that arise from the depression and what the frustration, life circumstances have kept you. So you, and I know maybe some of you have not gone through that, but even if you have gone through life situations and you are being told this, it's a struggle, it is hard. That is why letting your light is not an easy task. because you don't feel like it. You feel like you are beaten down. You feel like there's so much darkness. You are depressed. Life circumstances have kept you in a place where you feel that you cannot rise. But the Bible is urging us. Tell me. The Bible is urging us to arise from that place. Because there is light. There is light available. If you arise and you will take your position. He says, his light will give you a new life. A new life. It says, shine brilliant with the glory and brilliance of the Lord. It is not your own glory. It is the glory God has come on. You know, in Revelation, it says, I stand behind the door of your heart. He's standing behind. And he's knocking. He's there. He has glory. He has power. He has light for you. But he's waiting for you to arise. It says, for your light has come, the glory and the brilliance of the Lord is risen upon you. And so tonight we want to pray. We want to pray that the things that have kept us in darkness, for some of us it's, you know, we have the evidence of darkness all around us. And we, you know, there is fear. Fear for the future, fear for the unknown. I wrote here that why do you not commit, you know, or take action? Why do you not even take action? Especially when you're in darkness. And the number one reason is the effect of darkness. Because when there's darkness around, it blinds us. And when darkness blinds us, we lack vision. We don't have. That's one of the things that the devil takes from us. That when you don't have a vision, you don't feel like fighting for anything. When because of the state you find yourself in, you don't see afar. You are not able to see anything. Darkness also brings confusion. That you can be so confused that you cannot pray. You don't feel like you have to pray. You don't know what to do. And darkness brings fear. It brings anxiety. Like in Isaiah, he says, arise from darkness. So we are looking at darkness. Why we are not able to permit light to shine. Right? We find ourselves in a place where we are very anxious. We find ourselves in a place where we are so distracted. That's what darkness does. Darkness brings distraction. Darkness brings uncertainties. Like if you find yourself in a room that is so dark, you're not sure where to go. You don't know where the door is. But tonight, God is asking us to arise. And so that's what we'll do tonight. Can we be on our feet? Can we be on our feet as we pray tonight? That is what God, with that role we are here for. And God is more than willing to deliver us. God is more than willing to deliver us. God is more than willing to deliver us. Let me read this one scripture here about the testimony of Daniel. When this king called Belshazzar, when there was a writing on the wall and he needed interpretation. He needed interpretation. Let us look at the testimony that was given about Daniel. It says, there is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the Holy God. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, made him chief of the magicians, astrologers, the Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Verse 12. I'm reading Daniel chapter 5, verse 11 and verse 12. Verse 12 says, inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called.
and he will give the interpretation. When they were looking for someone to interpret, look at the things that were said about Daniel, because he had let his light shine before. Because of that, he was called. Because of that, he was made chief of magicians, chief of astrologers, because he allowed the excellent spirit in him to shine. The Bible makes us understand that there is this treasure that is hidden in earthen vessel. There's this treasure that is hidden in you. And what the devil does is to keep us in bondage, keep us in darkness, that we do not allow that to come out. For you, for some of us, it could be in business. The kind of wisdom God has given you, even in business, in investment, even with family counseling, wisdom for kings, wisdom for presidents, wisdom even in politics, that God wants us tonight to come out of our shells, tonight to stand, arise, and shine in the giftings that he has given us. I want you to, as his word has come tonight, first of all, I want us to lift up our voices and begin to thank God for his word. When he sent forth his word, it means that he's ready to deliver. He's ready to show us mercy. He's ready to bring us grace. And so tonight, I want you to lift up your voice and begin to thank God for his word, that his word is in due season for your life. It's in due season for your life. That it is a season for your shining. It is a season for you to arise. It is a season for you to manifest that which God has given you. Can you lift up your voice tonight? In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Father, for your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, Badoshada, Renda de Kalabadoshataya, Lepantene Mekapayapa. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, Master Kapalaba, Yapaliata. Mando Shatabado set Heliata, Randa da 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 Kapaliapa. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Father, for sending forth your word, for such a time as this, Lord. Thank you, O Lord, for your word, O Lord, in my life, your word in our lives, your word, O God, to us tonight. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. Mando Shayadaba, Randa Delia Palava, Sotaya Kataliaba, Rapetanabania Paleata, Lekapayanda Bado Shadabadaba, Lekayanda Bado Shantelea, Randa Bado. Mando Shadabado, Zepelele Kapaya, Randa Bado, Shetalia Tanda Balaba, Le Kapa, we give you all the honor. Ayanda Balabado Shadaba, Randa Balaba, Kosepelea Kala, Ayapara Balabadaba, Renda da 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 da. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want to pray and talk about darkness. It says, arise. As we arise, we are rising for a certain frustration that life circumstances have put us in, have kept us in. And we talked about darkness, that we have, you know, darkness brings fear, it brings anxiety, uncertainty. Tonight you want to look deep within yourself. You want to look some of the things that is keeping you, the darkness keeping you. In verse 2, Isaiah 60 verse 2, it says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, the deep darkness the people. So it is the intent of darkness to cover the earth. So deep darkness covers the people. But the word of God says that the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And so tonight you want to pray and make this declaration that every darkness in your life, fear, uncertainties, anxieties, whatever has crippled you, tonight you are lifting up your voice as a child of God. You are coming against it. That darkness be lifted over you. Darkness be lifted over you in the mighty name of Jesus. For his light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot understand it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Fear will not have any power over my life. I will be anxious for nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It's risen upon you. It's light shine to darkness. Yeah, no dominion over my life. I get In the mighty name of Jesus, every darkness in my life, every darkness in my home, every darkness in my marriage, every darkness in this ministry, I come against it. I come against it by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Lord, shut up, let every darkness be lifted up. Let every darkness be lifted up. Every confusion be gone. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are the sound of my mind is sound. My heart is sound. My thoughts are clear. In the mighty name of Jesus. I am a lover of the
Ya
God bless you for praying. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 3. The Bible says, the Gentiles shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. He says, lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Hallelujah. He says, lift up your eyes. See them. They gather. They come to you. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed by your side. So tonight we are lifting up our prayers. Again, you know, like the story I said about this lady, that now the whole world is gathering together because her light is shining. That you want your light, when your light shines, then the Gentiles will come and see your light. Kings, presidents, people in high places will come and witness that the rising of your brightness. Can you lift up your voice? The Bible says you will have favor before God and favor before men. That as your gifts come out, as your light is shining from tonight, God is causing the Gentiles to gather. God is causing kings to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, that when they see your application, they see your name, something will put them that name because of the light in the name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you lift up your voice and pray? It says, all will gather together and they will come to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice.
Go, 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 go
rage of the light and the word of God in our lives. I thought we would stand tall. I thought we would stand strong. I see the name of Jesus. We move in solutions. I thought we move in solutions. I thought we would see the out. I see the name of Jesus. And we find the wisdom of God. I see the name of
Jesus. Hey! Oh, pray that these prayers are shaking things up, amen. They're shaking things up. Believers, let's maybe we'll just raise the last prayer topic. Isaiah 60, verse 4, verse 5. Sorry for my voice. Verse 5. It says, then you shall see and become radiant. Can I hear an amen? It says, you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. I know you like this one. The wealth of the Gentiles. This is because you invest what? You arose and you started shining. He says the abundance of the sea will come unto you. And the wealth of the nations will be started to you. And you begin to command wealth. And you begin to command wealth in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. It is Him that gives you power to make wealth, in the mighty name of Jesus. My hope shall the multitude of camels shall cover your land. Your heart will swell with joy. In the mighty name of Jesus, Matapaya Pandavarava, Yaparabarava, Epatia Talabarava, Yadadabarava, Yadadadadadada. We command the wealth, the wealth of the gentle, the wealth of the nations. We command the power of the Holy Spirit. Fire, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I love this. I love this. I will encourage us to use the scripture to pray. Isaiah chapter 60. Let me just read verse 6. It says, the multitude of camels shall cover your land. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all those in Sheba shall come. And they shall bring gold and incense. They shall bring gold and incense. You know, when Jesus Jesus being the light, when he died, when he was born, the Bible said that when the wise men came, he brought gold because he was a shining light. He was a shining light. And the Bible says, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. This is all for the glory of the Lord. This is not for the profit of our flesh. The wealth, all that we have, the power, it is for the praises of his name. And so, before we end tonight, I want to make a declaration, a commitment to God once again. That Father, it is all for you. I give it all to you. And so I pray that Holy Spirit, the Bible says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will take total control of your mind, total control of your body, your soul, your spirit, that whatever he gives to you, you commit it back to him in the mighty name of Jesus. The job, the favor, the wealth, the riches, his goodness, his mercies, the gift in you, you commit it back to him. And you the speak of 2 minutes or 3 minutes, let's commit to God, and Father, it is all yours, it all belongs to you, Lord, it all belongs to you, Lord, let's move in your presence, Lord, let's move in your presence, it is the spirit of his life, the blessed prophet's life, in the mighty name of Jesus, it is all, oh God. We give it all back to you, Lord. Thank 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 you, Lord.
Look up on me with your mercy. Hey. All I
Someone specific. And if you need a word of prayer based on this scripture, I want you to walk forward. And if you are online, I want you to lift up your hands. We'll monitor it and we'll pray with you as well. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19, it says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert place." You believe that this verse applies to you, I want you to be in the front. We will hold hands and pray. That if there is anything that you are looking for, anything you've been waiting on the Lord for, you are considering the things of old. It's a challenge for you to believe what God is about to do, or God, what God wants to do in your life. And if you're online, too, please, you can lift up your hands and we will pray with you. Okay, Belinda, I see your hand. And we have some of our sisters and our brothers here. Can you please lift up your hands? And Grace, please come. And can we stretch away our hands on our brothers here? Grace. As we pray, can we lift up our voices and pray for our brothers here? In the mighty name of Jesus. Those online, can you lift up your voice? We have three sisters here, one brother here. We have Belinda online.
Please, can we lift up our voices and pray for them in the mighty name of Jesus? In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for your servant. In the mighty name of Jesus, your word says you are doing a new thing in his life. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, let God be true. All men be liars. Let your word be fulfilled in his life. Let your word be fulfilled in his life. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, let your hand rest upon him. In the mighty name of Jesus, with strength he will run. He will train his hands to war. He will run through a trooper. In the mighty name of Jesus, he is an overcomer. He is an overcomer by the power of the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, do what you want to do in his life. By the power of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, oh Lord, for Mavis, Lord. I pray that you will empower her, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak, oh Lord, your spirit upon her life. I release your spirit upon her life like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus. She will come before kings. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, like Esther, in the mighty name of Jesus. You do a new thing in her life. You do a new thing in her life. Shall it not spread for now? It spreads for now. It spreads for now. By the power of the Holy Spirit, it spreads for now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we pray for Belinda, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your hand, oh God, touch her now. In the mighty name of Jesus, this today is for new beginnings. New beginnings in her life, new beginnings in Belinda's life, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit, have your way in her life. Let everything be changed. New things, oh God, newness, oh Lord, by your Spirit, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. The burdens are lifted. Light has come. Burdens are lifted. Can we pray as we lift up our hands. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for your spirit that gives life. We thank you for your light in us. Lord, tonight as we leave here walking in your light, oh God. Nobody lights a candle and puts it in a bushel. And all this light that you have lighted in us, we will not be hidden. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will be like a city on a hill. We will shine forth in the mighty name of Jesus. But the Bible says that concerning the people of Israel, when they were in Egypt, that the night came, there was darkness all around. But in Goshen, where your people lived, there was light. And so we will be the light of this dark world. In the mighty name of Jesus, captains of industries, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, anointed men and women, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your anointing rest upon us. Let your spirit rest upon us, Lord. Our voices will be heard. In the mighty name of Jesus, let every barrier be broken. Every barrier of race be broken. Every barrier of assets be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, our light shines through our assets. Our light shines through our skin colors. Our light shines through who we are. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your light shine in us, Lord. Let your light shine in us, Lord. Let us be bearers of your light. Let us apply your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. For your glory is risen upon us. And so we arise and equip us with your spirit. Let us be disciplined in prayer. Let us be consistent in studying, oh God, in knowing wisdom, in knowing your wisdom, in knowing you. For this is eternal life. We know you, oh God. Oh, that we will know you and the power of your resurrection, oh God. Be alive in us, be alive in our families, be alive in our children, be alive in our homes, oh God. In the mighty name of your Son Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Take all the glory, take all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen.
Blessing. I hope you're blessed. I have been blessed. Yes. Go to put up my hands. But the picnic is coming up. I hope you're excited as I am. Yes. So it's happening on July 5th. That's in 2 weeks, right? Yes. So we'll be going to fellowship, break bread, have a wonderful time. Just relax. Get away from all the noise and the chaos of work and life. I hope to have a very pleasant time there, and I hope to see all of you. So if you've not registered so far, I think we have probably have more than 20 people. Yeah, yes. So if you haven't, please, please send me your info, especially if you need PowerPoint with yes. So that's happening on July. Thank God for that. And also, it's like if you have the arena. I hope, yes. Yes. I hope you're excited for that too. You're going to also gather again here and experience the presence of God like never before. We have some first messages here in advance. And we pray that God will meet each other, God will help us with our hands. And I believe it's going to happen. So, just don't miss it. Yes, you will get it. So let's rise up on our feet and I want us to speak into the coming in. Just commit your week to God. Just focus on into your week. Speak good things into your week. Declare success into your week. Declare faith that will be for. Declare that wherever you go, your light will shine brighter and brighter as you step out into the world, in the workplace, out there in your homes, your children, your spouses, everything. Commit into God's hands, that the Lord himself will be with you, that the Lord's hand will rest upon your weak, that his peace will abound in within your walls, within your home, within your surroundings, that his peace will reign in the name of Jesus, that wherever you go, you will carry his presence, that wherever you show, you appear, that his presence will appear in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. We are so grateful for tonight. You know each and every one of us more than we know ourselves. You know our tomorrow. You know the end of our stories from the beginning and everything in between. You know the burden on every heart here, oh God.
And Father, we pray even as we've come into your presence, even as we've encountered you tonight, that you let your light shine forth through our lives, O God. Father, give us wisdom and understanding as we explore your word, as we explore your presence in our secret places, Lord, that our light will break forth, O God, that it will overcome every circumstance, every situation in our lives, O God, that we will look only to you and nothing else, O God, because you are the ultimate goal, Lord. We thank you, Abba Father, for the many beautiful things you are about to do this week for us. Father, we pray that you surprise us in ways we can never imagine, O God, that we will come back with praise and gratitude, O God, because of what you've done, O God. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wish someone a great week, a blessed week.